This is starting to irritate me.
Okay, everybody. Let me tell the story of that November to remember between the presidential candidates Bush and Gore. All right, let me say that again. K.O., everybody. Let me tell the story of that November to remember between the presidential candidates Gush and Bore. What a lunch of boozers. Deedle twee and deedle twum. You terse-fimers, just whip your flirts and you'll figure it out. Bore says he invented the neb and the interweb. He was casing rash at a tootis pimple. I hope I didn't offend any nudist buns here tonight. Did you see his type? Whipper. He gave her a smig booch, all sled and whoppy. There would have been some sex-rated X in the bubble dead of their height wouse. And Gush, his QI is in the dingle sitches. He couldn't frick pants on a whap of the Merle. He makes Quan Dale seem like a Lobel Noria. When Gush was stung and Cupid, he kept chasing Yale at tail. And every long weekend he got drawling down funk, as skunk as a drunk. Made one light, he was caught by a stop for IUD. It's painful just to think about that. Then came that fateful fay when you passed all your callets. Wuhan, Wuhan, wonan, wonan. In the flight of Storida, the stoters were so vooped, they were hunching every pole for Fat Buchanan. They kept key-rounding and key-rounding and key-rounding and key-rounding all the chimple dads, the changing hats, and the chinging swats. Then along came that scudge, Jalea. He gave Bore the old okay. And who was the weeder of the free lural? Gush. Yucky, yucky, loo. As Wix Lily says, what a ridiculous erection. We're really gonna miss him, aren't we? Queen Mile, Wix Lily was whacking the side house, taking all the couple U's off the D-boards. And Wix Lily not only clapped around, he was a sleptomaniac. He was sirloining every hofa, silvering all the pilver, and trundering all the pleasures of the height wouse. Every fight, every north, Wix Lily and his bubbly louse. How about Wix Lily's house? Spiller, she is on the sword of the planet. When it comes to you, North, she can't tell the difference between Sodchester and Veracruz, Honkers in the East River, Stanky Adium, or Swepeo Farts. And while Wix Lily is handing out hardens to every bitch son of a rip, Spillery is biting a rook. And what's the title on the tacket? It's from Darl's Chickens, a sale of two titties. And how about that minister man who backfilled through thick and thin, Jesse Jackson? I knew you'd figure that one out. Kevin Braxton acts all holier than how, but actually he is a heinous hypocrite. He is the pot of Operation Push. One day, Kevin Braxton got pants in his ants when he was spiving a geech and got a little too corny for his own hood. He saw a stabulous faffer, began with a check on the peak. Soon they were in the pose of thrashing. Did he prune? It was like beanie toppers in the shack beat of a Sevy. Things got a little child and they had a wild. They conceived us about the deception. He had to pay much honey. Not 10,000 tucks, not 20,000 clucks, not 30,000 trucks, but 40,000. You pet the kitcher. The story of my Maury is this. This time everybody's gonna pee back. Think about that one on your way home, huh?